The truth about me, all is in divine order. The truth about me, all is in divine order. How often do we lie to ourselves? How often do we tell ourselves falsehoods about ourselves? How often do we make a mistake by saying that we are not all in divine order? How can we ever not all be in divine order when divine order is the only thing that we can be in? And anything other than divine order, we're playing a game. We're playing a game of pretending that we are not in divine order. We're pretending that our ideal reality, our original purity and integrity, that what we really are, is not whole and perfect, is not in divine order. Why do we do that? Why do we go around playing this game that we are not in divine order when that's all we are? Why do we go around pretending that we're not in divine order when divine order is the only thing that we know how to be and that we are? Now, go with me to a Shakespearean drama, and you will hear the actors pretending that they are the characters of the play. Listen to any TV show, listen to any sports show, listen to any group of musicians playing their instruments. They're all pretending. They're pretending that they're musicians playing an instrument or singing or being in some grand musicale. Now, is that true about them? Not at all. That's just an illusion that they are bringing forth to the best of their ability. Now, as they bring it forth often enough, presumably they will improve again and again and again, but not really. Because if you are so accustomed to striking a note that is incongruous with the piece that you're playing, pretty soon you'll think that that is part of your normal piece, that you'll think that that is part of the piece that you're supposed to play, and it'll become reality to you. We all go through life pretending all the time. We're pretending that we're human. We're pretending that we are limited. We're pretending that we cannot do things when all things are done through us. When will we change our attitude? When will we change our way of looking at things and say that all is in divine order, instead all is not in divine order? When are we going to reach out and take that truism about ourselves and live with it and have it be the only thing that we are, the only reality that we are, the only joy that we are, the only truth that we are? When are we going to do that? Well, perhaps never. Perhaps never, because we like to live in a human world. We say, I'm only human all the time. Do we have to do that? Do we have to do that? Well, as long as you're going to teach your children that they're limited, as long as you're going to teach your spouse that they are not capable of accomplishing magic and the ultimate, as long as you're going to tell yourself that you are a child of God, that you are a child of the infinite, that you are born to do many things, as long as you're going to say that, then you're not going to be the allness. You're not going to be the divine. You're not going to be all in divine order. Because you've said that you are not the totality of all that is. Now, to say that you're the totality of all that is quite a big mouthful. It's quite a big claim. Because then you're going to expect yourself to perform that and to live that way and to express that and be that. Now, can you have the courage to have that and be that? We were watching many musicians playing on YouTube and coming across from various nations of the world, and they're quite good. They're quite good. And we're looking at little children, 2, 3 years old, and on up, doing things that adults find very difficult to do. But why can little children do? Because it's born in them. It's born in them. They have never learned to say they can't do something. They just go do it. They just go and perform Their musical composition, whether it's one that they create, and usually it's quite good, or one that they have learned, which they know from the universal allness, and they play it exquisitely. You, I, we all, the truth about us, the truth about me, is all is in divine order. The truth about me is that I am able to do anything that I set my heart to, knowing that I can do it. Now, if I know that I cannot do it when I set my heart to doing it, I won't be able to do it. If I know that I can do it maybe pretty good, I won't be able to really do it. We listen to these actors playing in movies, and we think to ourselves, what a good job they're doing to represent that character. They're letting that character emulate itself through them. And as they say, as that character, that they are a genius, or that they are a great musician, or that they are marvelous in some ways, they come forth and perform much that way. And sometimes, if they don't have the courage to perform that way, then they have a double who steps in and performs what thing they should do, and could do, and would do if they did it. But they sometimes don't do it because they just don't feel they have the ability. Now, they have all the other talents that go along with that character. All the other talents that go along with that character, saying how fine he is and how grand she is and how beautiful and noble they are. But when it comes right down to being the individual that they must be, they find it very difficult to do that. They find it difficult to do that because of one thing, because they don't believe in themselves. Now, the word believe in yourself sometimes is a misnomer here. When a child picks up a violin and plays it at the age of 2 or 3 years old, it's not a matter of him believing in himself. It's a matter of him, this is who he is. He is this artist on this violin. He is this artist on the piano or whatever else that he's doing. He is this artist. They've had a series on television recently where young people, 5 to 10 years of age, are evangelistic ministers in many churches.